We're joined now by a pollster from Colorado, Floyd Cerulli. He heads up the nonpartisan Denver opinion research firm Cerulli and Associates. Mr. Cerulli, we just heard in Adam's piece that Obama's strategy is to attract unaffiliated voters and moderate Republicans. Is that doable?
Yes. Colorado is in play right now, which is relatively new for Colorado presidential politics, because of unaffiliated voters and also the moderates that were referred to in both parties, but in particular in the Republican Party. These unaffiliated, they represent, maybe a quarter of the voting population. They're relatively balanced in terms of their ideology between liberal and conservative, and they're very subject to the major issue that the country is facing at the time, or the state, the economy. Earlier in the summer, they were with Obama. When you look at the surveys, they are very strongly in favor of change, unhappy with the direction of the country. But then it closed in August. Lead exchanged between Obama and McCain. And right now, the most recent surveys indicate that McCain was benefiting a bit from his bounce in the convention. In other words, they're the group that, by moving back and forth, are truly in play.
So they, as I understand it, outnumber both Republicans and Democrats in your state.
In terms of just pure registration, they do. They have been the biggest group recently by a few votes over Republicans, but they tend to turn out less. It's just that a Democrat cannot possibly win in Colorado without an extra share of the unaffiliated. They have got to carry Democrats more unaffiliated than the Republicans. Their other target audience, as the person in Delta pointed out, is that they also need to, and they've been able to recently, carry some moderate Republicans. The moderates simply got tired of the Republican Party being dominated by a very strict fiscal or moral conservatives.
Well, also a big force in Colorado is evangelical Christian leader James Dobson. He is based there in Colorado Springs. And what is his effect on this election?
They have had a powerful effect on Colorado for really since the early 1990s. They're excellent at networking, and they essentially sort of took over a very big wing of the Republican Party. To some extent, the party is now sort of paying for that because many Republicans have lost interest in it. But so they're a critical part of the Republican base. It's just that they are not, at the moment, able to dominate it.
So in your polling, in your research, do you find that it's going to come down to maybe a couple thousand votes from these unaffiliated voters? And on what issues will they vote?
It is likely at the moment to be a very narrow victory. President Bush won in 2004 with 5%. That was 100,000 votes. In other words, if it is 1%, that would be 20,000 votes. And right now, the polls are moving around in just one single percentage points. So it could be that narrow.
Now, I have read that Colorado is going to be this year's Florida and Ohio, that this is going to be the state that decides the election.
I think it could be. And the interesting thing is that Obama and Palin were both in Jefferson County a couple of days ago, indicating that there may be actually even a county that could be looked at to be beyond an entire state.
Floyd Cerulli runs the Denver opinion research firm Cerulli and Associates. Thank you very much.
Thank you.